Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
About a man with cancer who was experiencing excruciating pain. Mother Teresa reassured him, quote, "You are suffering like Christ on the cross, so Jesus must be kissing you." "Then please," the man replied, "tell him to stop."
Cosby star continues to rise. He lands spots in movies, commercials, and more television shows.
Starring the most popular personality in America today, Bill Cosby, Mother Jugs and Speed.
You know, we've had to forego a number of traditions and things in 2020. One of the most challenging ones will be the holidays as we alter our plans.
On this episode, we'll sample these podcasts, Swindled, Chasing Cosby, and Premier Health Now on Air, COVID edition. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. For as long as humans have been able to speak, we've been able to lie. And for just as long, bad people have been taking advantage of that fact. Across all different kinds of cultures throughout history, one profession always seems to find a way to stick around: con artist. Learn the extensive and unexpected history of white-collar crime, smooth-talking grifters, and corporate evil on our first podcast this week, Swindled. Get inside the minds of some of history's most notorious con artists, exploring the deception and misdirection that allow them to take advantage of the most vulnerable and powerless among us. So save yourself a scam and get wise to the grifting game on the Swindled podcast. For a sample, check out this from the recent episode of Swindled titled The Saint. The episode focuses in on the worldwide icon of charity, Mother Teresa. In it, you'll hear from critics and former volunteers who have since spoken up about disturbing details from the Catholic nun's international mission to help the, quote, poorest of the poor.
Mother Teresa also believed that the poor and the sick should suffer like Christ on the cross. Her home for the dying was not to be confused for a hospice. There were 50 to 60 women patients in one room, 50 to 60 men in the other. They slept on small pallets merely inches away from one another. There was no heat in the building, and the water was unbearably cold. All chairs had been removed. No visitors allowed. No pain medications were offered either, even as the screams of people with terminal cancer echoed through the hallway. There was a sign above the morgue that read, "I am going to heaven today." Most of the patients could not wait to be wheeled through that door. Christopher Hitchens includes an anecdote in his book, The Missionary Position, about a man with cancer who was experiencing excruciating pain. Mother Teresa reassured him, quote, "You are suffering like Christ on the cross, so Jesus must be kissing you." "Then please," the man replied, "tell him to stop." An early Missionaries of Charity volunteer named Mary Loudon also described a time when a 15-year-old boy with a very treatable kidney ailment was denied medical care. All the boy needed was antibiotics or a minor operation. Mary asked a fellow volunteer why the sisters would not simply take him to a hospital. That volunteer replied, quote, "They don't do it. They won't do it. If they do it for one, they do it for everybody. No exceptions." Mary Loudon also claimed that Teresa's organization was taught to reuse hypodermic needles until they were dull after merely rinsing them in the cold water. During her time there, Mary reportedly asked one of the sisters why they were not sterilizing, and the nun replied, quote, "There's no point. There's no time." Dr. Arup Chatterjee, a London-based physician who was raised in Calcutta, confirms this to be true.
"The people there don't even have proper beds. I mean, they're made to lie on these hammocks called pallets. They're not allowed to get up. And during Mother Teresa's lifetime, there was an official policy, can you imagine, an official policy to reuse needles over and over again. And this was when AIDS, HIV first came out.
a sample clip from the podcast Swindled, now in its fourth season and available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere. Our next podcast is a heavy listen and one that deals with issues of sexual assault, so listener discretion is advised. From the LA Times, Chasing Cosby is a new podcast tracing the devastation that Bill Cosby wrought for decades as he drugged and sexually assaulted women, all during his stretch as America's TV dad. Investigative reporter Nikki Egan hears from one of Cosby's primary accusers, Andrea Constant, for her side of the story, plus firsthand accounts from more than a dozen survivors, jurors, and prosecutors, making Chasing Cosby the definitive take on the rise and fall of Bill Cosby. Here's a sample from the first episode of Chasing Cosby titled America's Dad. The episode documents the young life of a North Philly native, Bill Cosby, laying the groundwork for the monstrous acts that would finally come to light decades later. In this snippet, Nikki traces Bill's early stand-up success through to his hot spot on one of the most popular sitcoms of all time.
In 1962, at age 24, Cosby begins doing stand-up at the Gaslight Cafe in New York City's Greenwich Village. That's where he catches the attention of big TV personalities, like Jack Parr, who hosted a Friday night variety show.
Once in a great while, a young comedian comes along who establishes himself in record time. Such a comedian is Bill Cosby.
Thank you.
When it becomes too hard to juggle college and his burgeoning career as a comic, Cosby drops out of Temple and begins to perform full-time at the Gaslight and the Bitter End. In 1963, while performing in Washington, D.C., Cosby meets Camille Hanks. They fall in love and marry a year later.
There's one problem when you get married to a Catholic. You're going to have a lot of children. And I know we're going to have a lot of children because my wife's Catholic and I'm Protestant with terrible rhythm.
The next big break for Bill Cosby comes when he gets cast as Alexander Scotty Scott in the 1965 secret agent TV show, I Spy.
Kids you hired. What did you tell him?
Why?
He thinks we're spies.
I told him that.
I Spy is filmed in Los Angeles. In it, Cosby becomes the first African-American man to play a lead role in a dramatic television series. He earns 3 Emmy Awards.
And the winner is.
And the winner is.
That was your line.
Bill Cosby and I Spy.
After I Spy wraps in 1968, Cosby lands his own NBC sitcom called The Bill Cosby Show. He plays a gym teacher at Richard Allen Holmes High, a fictional school Cosby named after the Philadelphia housing project where he grew up. Cosby's star continues to rise. He lands spots in movies, commercials, and more television shows.
Starring the most popular personality in America today, Bill Cosby, Mother Jugs and Speed.
For always knowing that we love Jell-O pudding, here's to mine.
And they're off. The new television season out of the gates and running, and everybody is keeping an eye on the runaway ratings winner from last year. It is, of course, The Cosby Show. More than 20 million homes tune into this program every Thursday night.
On The Cosby Show, which debuts in 1984, Bill plays Cliff Huxtable, a patient, wise, and wholesome family man and doctor. The Cosby Show breaks boundaries, portraying an upper-middle-class black family on network TV for the first time. It's also wildly popular, the number one rated television show for 5 consecutive seasons.
And he's starring in the number one sitcom on television, and it is the best, The Cosby Show, every Thursday night at 8 o'clock on NBC. Here he is, Bill Cosby.
The TV dad that we all wish that we had. Please welcome Mr. Bill Cosby.
And the public is saying, yes, we will look at a black family. We will look at a good sitcom, regardless of what color. But it's still the number one program, even in reruns. And the reason for it is because people feel good watching that program.
His long-running hit changed the dynamics of race in America. They can be traced all the way to the White House.
A sample from the new podcast, Chasing Cosby, from the LA Times. Check out this difficult but important podcast on the cruel and complicated dynamics of power on Chasing Cosby. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to WVXU.org and choose the podcast menu item. With news about COVID evolving daily, and with seemingly everyone now an expert on infectious diseases, wouldn't you like to hear your coronavirus updates directly from public health experts? Well, thanks to our featured local podcast creators from Premier Health, we now have Premier Health Now on the Air COVID Edition. Join host Mary Worden as she sits down with leading health experts to ask the COVID questions that are probably on your mind. Let the experts make sense of these confusing and troublesome times when you get a trusted local perspective that helps us all understand, combat, and live with the coronavirus here in Southwest Ohio. A sample for you from Premier Health Now on Air, a recent episode featuring Premier Health osteopathic Dr. Mark Belcastro. Dr. Belcastro joins the show for a discussion on virus safety during the upcoming holiday season, addressing some common sense guidelines and even some proven immunity-boosting practices.
Let's stay on the topic of that younger age group that you mentioned, mainly college students. College campuses across the country are experiencing outbreaks. I'm curious, as the holidays are approaching, how can families keep COVID-19 at bay when students come home from college? Or are students better off staying on campus?
I guess we would have to first assume that the colleges would allow them to stay. Let's assume they would allow them to stay. I think there might be a small minority of families that would make individual decisions. They may have a loved one at home that is extremely high risk and make a challenging decision. I'll just stay at school over the holidays. But I think that's going to be a small minority. I think largely most students want to go home. Who doesn't want to be home on the holidays? I mean, my goodness, that's one of the hardest things. You know, we've had to forego a number of traditions and things in 2020. One of the most challenging ones will be the holidays as we alter our plans. I think that if families do have at-risk people at home when their students come home, they can try to practice some distancing and some strategic masking even in the home for a period of time while awaiting to see if there were any outbreaks reported after the student got home. You know, they could have gotten home and said everything was fine, and then 3 days later, the student learns that their roommate had it. So, you know, what is that period of time? It's hard to say. I don't think it has to be 14 days. But I think, you know, maybe those first 5 days at home, if they can be extra cautious about proximity, distancing, masking, hand hygiene until they learn that the environment that they left at school had, they weren't exposed to anything, could is a reasonable in between to get your children home for the holidays and still be safe.
In our local feature spotlight, that was Premier Health Now on Air, COVID edition. Stay in the know with the leading edge of coronavirus knowledge with the help of Premier Health Now on Air. Available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Chart time, our weekly look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or upcoming around the nation via itunescharts.net. New to the charts last week and new to number one this week is the podcast Do No Harm. Melissa Bright thinks she's living every parent's worst nightmare when her five-month-old baby tumbles from a lawn chair and hits his head on the driveway. But after she rushes him to the hospital, a new nightmare begins. The Brights are thrust into a medical and legal system so focused on protecting children from abuse, it's targeted innocent parents. The 6-episode series takes you into the Brights' fight to hold their family together against a system that can sometimes do more harm than good. It's from NBC News and Wondery. That's Do No Harm, now number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Do No Harm and the other podcasts we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.